Hi, I'm Hanako Greensmith. I play Violet Mikami, and you're listening to Meet Us at Molly's.
You're standing next to your brave family. And to me, there's nothing more important.
Not gonna be all sunshine and roses, but I can promise it's gonna be a hell of a ride.
Hello, you guys.
Hi, Andrew. It's just Gina today, unfortunately. But yeah, hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. And that's not unfortunate. I'm very happy to talk to you.
Let's just jump on in. The main part of this week is Severide on a bit of an unconventional journey, if you will. What can you tell us about that? What can you tease about it?
We keep calling it Severide's Die Hard episode. It's really kind of a thriller action movie, basically, with Severide at the helm. And he's been sitting behind a desk doing Bowden's job for a while, and loaded with paperwork, and I think he's just ready to jump. And some craziness goes down, and he's forced to get in the middle of quite an epic plan, sort of evil plot, and have to take a bunch of guys down.
Yeah. And we know in the past, certain ideas for certain episodes have come from real life events. I've got to ask, where did the idea for this one come from?
This one, this is really crazy. And it's real event. There are a couple real events, and it's insane how often fire trucks and ambulances get stolen, if you Google that. But a lot of times it's just stolen for parts or stolen because the rigs sell for quite a bit of money off market. But there are a couple big incidents, one in Denver, one in Detroit, where first responder rigs were stolen with domestic terrorism intent, because they'll let, you see a fire truck roll up to a convention center, say, you open that gate. That's a, it's a first responder. You want them inside, you want safety inside, and they don't check those things. So it's a very, it's happened before, and it's a way to sneak into somewhere. Nobody asks to see the inside of your ambo. I know. But yeah, we had read about one of these, and luckily it was disrupted before it happened. There's good intel on it. But so we were told not to talk too much about that. But it's based on a real incident, and our amazing writer, Matt Whitney, who's also an EP, had done a lot of recon on it and found all about it. So, and got to talk to people involved too, and the law enforcement, and bringing them down. So there's lots of fun, juicy details in this one that are real and true. And as you're watching, you kind of can't believe, but it's fun to learn.
Oh my gosh, crazy.
If you have any evil plans, you want to follow up on yourself.
Yeah. So this episode is a bit of a return to the bottle episode format that we used to see in the earlier seasons, where, it's just kind of 1 hour and the character's kind of in a bind. So this trend started with Severide in season 2, which is actually one of my all time favorite episodes. But why him in this episode and not one of the newer members? Why are we coming back to this?
Well, I think, Severide, honestly, along with Kid are two like real action heroes. Mm-hmm. And I love that call with the car and the second floor window. And they kind of, that was another just great action call. God, our stunt people are so good too. But they're, I think they're, like I said, Severide's been behind a desk. He was ready to pounce. So he's, as an actor, he's always game and ready for action. And it just seemed like the perfect moment for Severide to break away from the binds of the office work he's been doing and take on, this group of real baddies.
Yeah. How does Stella react?
Stella, she could lose her shit, but she doesn't. I'm not allowed to say that. It's a podcast.
We curse all the time.
That's good to know. She keeps it together in the hero way she does, but she is, she's freaking out. It's and she feels that her responsibility to track him down and find out what's happened to him when she sees that he and one of the rigs are missing. So she is all over it and kind of kicking the cops' ass to keep moving and keep investigating and get to the bottom of it. The question for her is why. What are they going to do if they steal a rig? Why did they steal him too? And what's going to happen to him? So
that's
her lingering fear as it progresses, as she tries to keep from losing it altogether.
Right. So Ritter's secret boyfriend is also a big part of this episode, and nobody at 51 knows about it. So how does Ritter navigate that challenge?
It's fun. You know, obviously, we have cops and firefighters on the set, real ones all the time. And the way they give each other shit is hilarious. It's always like, you know, what's the difference between a cop and a firefighter? And it's, you know, they both dreamed of becoming firefighters and one ended up a cop. you know, they just give each other relentless. So he's trying to keep that. He's been trying to keep that on the down low. There's been a lot of tension between PD and not the show, but on the show, there's been tension between police and firefighters this year. Severide's had a couple encounters with cops on various calls. So he is definitely, Ritter, been trying to not out his boyfriend being a cop, but it becomes obvious, at least to those who know him well in this one, that that's what's going on. And I think, you know, it's one of those things that will probably bring them closer at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of Ritter, last week he overheard Damon on the phone saying that, you know, people don't know the real reason he's there. Do we see more of that conflict this week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's really fun to have Ritter be the one who clocks it, because he's a very intuitive person, Ritter, and he's got his eye on him, but nobody else has seen that side. They've just seen Hero Damon so far. So it's a little bit of, you know, questioning himself. Is that really what he heard? Is, you know, what's the real intent of that? Is it really bad? And, you know, that he starts to really worry about that in the middle of this episode and this incident. And it comes to a head.
Nice. So there's a fan theory running around about Damon that I want to get your opinion on. There's a theory floating around that Damon is Kelly's adult son from a relationship he had in high school. What do you think of that?
Oh, wow. I think that our audience should maybe be writing the show. That's a great twisty story. I love it. I think there's lots to be revealed about Damon. And I love that there are theories being floated, because he's definitely a mysterious character. And anything could be revealed. And I love that people are wondering about it.
Yeah, yeah. And so the description for next week's episode mentions that Cruz and Chloe's marriage problems come to a head. And we do see a little glimpse of that in this week's episode. How worried should we be? Like, should we be looking up divorce attorneys for Joe?
I think there's a lot to work out between the two of them. And I think there's some clarity that comes in that episode, in episode 12, that is all ties back to the firehouse and a realization that there are things that need to be worked out, but they're not going to give up on it altogether in episode 12. They've got Javi and they've got baby Otis, and they're gonna do their best to make this work.
Oh, that's comforting. Okay, good. Good. So then after this week's episode, we've only got two left, including the finale. So what kind of craziness are we headed for on May 22nd?
I think it's a lot of craziness. I think it's, you know, it's very twisty-turny. There are a couple of little bombs dropped at the end. And yeah, there's a big story that, you know, affects everybody in the firehouse, and everybody has to come to a different place with what's going on. Everybody's got to struggle to kind of wrap their heads around what's going on and get through to the other side. So it's very bumpy, and I think it's a very emotional episode, and it'll be, as they often are, finales, a bit of a roller coaster for our audience. It was for me.
Yeah. Okay. So when you say little bombs, are these literal bombs or figurative bombs?
So on the show, the one place you really need to distinguish and be clear about that, there are figurative bombs being dropped, literal ones in episode 11, figurative ones in 13.
Okay. It's Chicago Fire. We got to ask, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a totally legit question.
That's funny. So that's about all we've got for today, Andrea. Thank you so much for taking the time to tease this week.
Yeah, and, of course.
And yeah, we'll see you in a few weeks for the finale.
Yeah, I look forward to that. That'll be fun. Talk to you soon.